Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. We are up to Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Chametz Shel Nachri Shavar Lav HaPesach. If you have Chametz that was owned by a non-Jew throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, Mutar Banal, so you're allowed to get Hana from that Chametz after Pesach is over, because there was no Isser that was violated with it. It's not considered Chametz Shavar Lav HaPesach. It's not just that it's Mutar Banal, it's Mutar Bahachila as well. The only reason we're mentioning that it's Mutar Bahana'a is because the flip side of this is that if it were chametz that were owned by a Jew on Pesach, then it would be Aser even Bahana'a. So that's why we mentioned Mutar Bahana'a over here. Vishal Yisrael Aser Bahana'a. Chametz that belongs to a Jew during Pesach is Aser Bahana'a after Pesach. Shenemar Lo Yira'a Lecha Sa'or. Because the Pasuk says Lo Yira'a Lecha Sa'or, that it shouldn't be in your possession. Meaning Lo Yira'a Lecha means it shouldn't, not that you're not allowed to see it, there's no issur of seeing chametz on Pesach, but lo yira lecha means that you're not supposed to have it in your possession on Pesach, and therefore the Rabbanan made a knas that anyone who violated that and did keep it in their possession on Pesach, you're not going to be allowed to get hana from it. But the knas doesn't only include the violators themselves, meaning no Jew is allowed to get hana from it if it was owned by a Jew on Pesach. That's why you have all of these lists of distributors, of chametz and of groceries that are Jewish owned and things like that, and which supermarkets sell the chametz and don't sell the chametz, things of that nature, because of any chametz shavalav Pesach is going to be aser bahana'a. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah talks about chametz that was used as a mashkon for a loan. So the case goes like this. A Jew borrows money from a non-Jew before Pesach, and he said he'll pay it back after Pesach. He gave some chametz to the non-Jew as a mashkon, meaning if I don't give you back the money, so then you get to keep this chametz, right? That's the way a mashkon always works. So says the Mishnah, Nachri shehilves Yisrael al-chemtzo. If a non-Jew lent money to a Jew before Pesach, and the reason he felt secure and he relied on the Jew to pay it back was that he took a mashkon, he took chametz as a mashkon. So he took his schnapps collection or whatever as a mashkon. So achra Pesach mutar bahana'a. The halacha is that after Yom Tov is over, if the Jew doesn't pay back the loan, the chametz is mutter for bahana'a after Pesach, because the Jew didn't pay. So retroactively, that chametz is considered to have belonged to a non-Jew the entire Yom Tov, and therefore it's not chametz shavah of Pesach. It's totally mutter bahana'a. But what if it were the reverse? The Yisrael shehilves hanachri al chemtzo. If a Jew lent money before Pesach to a non-Jew and he used the non-Jew's chametz as a collateral, he took the non-Jew's chametz as a security. So achra Pesach. If the non-Jew does not pay back that debt, so then the chametz is aser bahana'a, because it's retroactively considered to have belonged to the Jew throughout the entire Pesach. Chametz shenafal alav mapolas, totally separate halacha. If a chametz was ruined because a building collapsed on the chametz, hareu kimavor, we view that as if it's already destroyed, so you don't need to go dig out whatever chametz there might be under the rubble, under the pile of garbage, in order to be able to destroy the chametz. It already is destroyed, as the Bartanur says. Rav became tzaruch levatlo shemi fakeh chagal b'moed v'nimtza over love. That even so, you do have to be mevatel chametz, because we are concerned that you might remove some of the rubble on Pesach, and then you're going to come to violate. So, in order that that not happen, you have to do bittul as well. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shein Akel V'Yachol L'Chapes Achrav. When do we consider it to be Kimivor? When do we consider it to be already destroyed? If it's so deep into the pile that a dog would not be able to seek it out and find that chametz, then it's considered to be Kimivor. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have chametz Sha'arvel of a Pesach that belongs to a Nachri throughout Pesach is Mutar Bahana'a, but if it belongs to Yisrael throughout Pesach, it's Aser Bahana'a, because as a knas for violating Lo Yira'a L'Chasar, we punish that the chametz becomes aser b'hana'a. And then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if a Nachri lends a Yisrael money and he takes the Yisrael's chametz as a security, and the Nachri has it in his possession throughout Pesach and the Yisrael does not pay back, that is not chametz shavar lava Pesach. But if Yisrael lends money to a Nachri and he takes the Nachri's chametz and he has that as a security throughout Pesach, if the Nachri doesn't pay back, that's considered chametz shavar lava Pesach, because retroactively we view it as if it's in the Yisrael's rishos the entire time. And then we learned that if you have a chametz that a house caved in on, we view that as if it's totally destroyed. And Rambam Gamliel says, yeah, but only if it's deep enough in the rubble that a dog would not be able to find it. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet.